Good evening. This is Judy Heinickel. I'm a missionary servant of Holy Love, and I'm very happy to be here again to have the opportunity to interview Donna Maureen Kyle about the messages Maureen is receiving from Jesus and Mary. This week, we're going to continue our talk about prayer. We've been given so much material on it, we thought we would continue that particular topic. But we'd like to begin with a prayer. Don, would you like to lead us, please?
Okay. This is a prayer. It's called the Prayer of Consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This was given to Maureen some years back. It goes, Most adorable Sacred Heart of Jesus, look upon our lowliness with the goodness of your mercy. Be present, O loving Heart of Jesus, when we slip into sin, when we pray, when we are working, and when we are at play. Draw us ever closer to your most gracious heart. O wellspring of salvation, never let us lose sight of our goal, to reach heaven. Help us when Satan spreads his discouragement. Open our eyes to his many entrapments. Be our guide toward the precious wound of your heart, so that we may drink of its fountain of life. Keep us ever mindful of your most infinite mercy and your eternal love for all humanity. Teach us to love as you loved, sweet heart of Jesus. Open our poor hearts to love. Let us always treasure your most sacred heart. Amen.
Thank you, Don. That prayer certainly encapsulates the mercy and love of Jesus, which we are usually beseeching as we are lifting our minds and hearts to God in prayer. In looking over all of the messages that we've received from Jesus and Mary, they do seem to be emphasizing the humility and the trust and the faith that we need to clothe our hearts in as we're approaching our lives with holy love in order to have worthy prayers before the Lord. And the messages about prayer have progressed from encouraging us to pray to telling us how to pray to perfecting us in prayer and living in prayer, it seems, as it's going along through the years. So recently, Maureen, Jesus really gave us a lengthy message that completely describes prayer. Did you want to talk to us about that?
Okay. This is from April 24th of this year. Jesus said, I have come to you today as your Jesus, born incarnate. I wish today to teach you about prayer. Prayer is a refuge or weapon and a means of unification, creature to creator. The more the soul surrenders his own will to the will of God, the deeper his union through prayer. Surrender then your plans, your choices, your desires. No good comes to you except through God. In this surrender, you are engaging all the virtues, faith, hope, love, humility, simplicity, meekness, and trust. Prayer is communication with God, either in the heart, on the lips, or through any action that is surrendered to the divine will. My mother prays with you when you pray the rosary. Her heart is a channel through which your prayers ascend to heaven and grace passes back down to you. Her heart is a connection then to God and God's grace, just as you would connect an electric light to currents. God receives the sacrifice of prayer and uses it as a sword against evil. He changes the prayer into grace that overcomes evil in hearts. Then see, it is Satan that tries to keep you from praying. It is Satan who embattles your heart and tries to keep you from surrendering your will so that you can pray. No matter your course of action in any event, everything depends on God. Trust this. The soul that trusts only in himself is lost. Think of prayer as a sunbeam. Its ray stretches down from heaven. It nourishes the lilies and flowers. It royally clothes them in light. Thus arrayed, they bloom, and their beauty gives glory to God. The soul that surrenders to prayer much also becomes beautiful in God's eyes and gives glory to God. I have told you, my confidant, that prayer is a surrender and a sacrifice, but the soul must also accept the way prayers are answered. The little flower receives what it needs to be nourished and grow. The soul, through prayer, receives what it needs for salvation. In humility, he must accept God's will. If the Father knows what a little flower needs, does he not know your needs as well? Accept what he sends you in humility and gratefulness, like the little flower dancing in the sunlight. I'm pleased with any prayer. Most of all, I'm pleased with sincere prayer from the heart. This kind of prayer changes people and events. I, your Jesus, love the prayer of the Mass the most. Then I love the rosary. Follow me in prayer. I will lead you.
Such a beautiful description of prayer. It's interesting that when Jesus talks about prayer, he talks about our prayer and then the results of it, action coming from God down upon us. So it's an interaction. So the sunbeams and rays come down upon us after we pray. That may be the part that people can't always see when they're praying. They don't see the results. In fact, actually, Blessed Mother mentioned a number of times as I was studying these things that we don't always see the results of prayers, but there are results. Every single little prayer that we offer has an effect. At one point, she told us prayer and sacrifice together was the most powerful, really has the big effects. Don, I think that you wanted to share some messages with us about prayer.
Oh, I've got a couple here, Judy. It was indicated earlier about prayer from the humble and a loving heart. This was from back in October of 98, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Our Lady came as Our Lady of Fatima, and she had her arms spread and said, "Praise be Jesus, my angel. Take down these words. I wish to speak to you about prayer in general and the Rosary in particular." Our Lady continued, and she said, "Prayer, at its best, is the language of love between God and the soul. The most effective prayer arises from a humble, loving heart. When the soul recognizes its own littleness before God, and at the same time recalls how much he loves God, you can be certain God listens." This is why the Rosary is so powerful and carries with it so many graces. With the Rosary, whole nations can be reconciled to their Creator. With the golden chain of my rosary, Satan will be bound and gagged. He will be totally defeated and cast into the depths of hell. Therefore, understand it is always Satan who tries to discourage your recitation of the rosary. It's through the Holy Rosary love takes roots in heart and ignites personal holiness. When you pray the rosary, meditating upon its mysteries, I am with you. The angels surround you. The heavenly court defends and assists you. My rosary will defeat Satan and bring peace to hearts and so to the world. I hold a special favor in my heart for those devoted to the rosary, and I encourage the downtrodden, protect the vulnerable, convert the unbeliever, all through my rosary. My little one, will you please make this known? She's also stated that prayer is always welcome, and when you pray with love in your hearts, your prayers are as flames and part of the flame of my heart. Thus, I'm able to convert souls and spread my messages throughout the world.
Boy, we have a lot of pictures there. We've got flames. And last week, we were talking about that Jesus talked about our prayers in an oven. It's a lot of heat with our prayers. But then she's saying at the rosary that we've got angels and saints and everybody joining in with us.
Our Lady's indicated that, of course, the most powerful prayer there is the Holy Mass.
Holy Mass. That's
and
right.
Receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, and then from that is her rosary. But as we spoke about prayer and the prayer of the rosary and any other verbalized prayer, I think we need to look at the message that Our Lady's given to us here and the message that she's asked us to spread throughout the world. If you can tell us a little bit about that, Judy.
Yes, well, actually, even in these quotes that you've given, we've seen that Jesus and Mary both tell us when we pray, whether we know it or not, our prayers are going through Blessed Mother to the heart of Jesus. And then we see he's been telling us recently that these prayers then take us to the Father. So we see that the progression, whether we know it or not, as we're lifting our minds and hearts to God, as we understand Him, we're going through Blessed Mother, through the action of the Holy Spirit to Jesus' heart, and then right to the Father as He did. When you start to study prayer and you look at the Scripture, it is interesting to see how often Jesus went away to pray to His Father. This at first was something that I never noticed as I was studying until I became more aware of God the Father as an individual person and Jesus leading us to the Father, not just God as a concept.
He was always looking at the divine will, to do the divine will of the Father, and that's what it is the divine will.
Absolutely. It really changes things. They have spoken to us frequently about prayer being the present moment. There was a quote back in January of 97 where Blessed Mother was talking about the rosary, actually, to Maureen, and she came in mint green and aqua. That's an interesting color combination. You always notice the colors, Maureen. We begin to pray together. Our Lady is holding a light pink rosary. The beads float through her fingers, but she does not pray the Hail Mary. Before the beads reach her fingers, they are dull in color. As she touches them, they light up as bulbs. After they pass through her fingers, they have a soft glow, but are not as bright as when she holds them. As I notice this, she smiles and says, "Let this be a lesson to you in the value of the present moment. Your prayers in the present hold great sway over the outcome of the future. Pay no heed to the past." And then I saw the beads, that would be you, Maureen, before she held them were the past. As she held them, the present, and after she touched them, the future. The beads were changed forever after she touched them, which means prayer affects the future. And then again, she said a little more about that and, also in 1997. Dear children, tonight I invite you to open your hearts in prayer. In the present moment, let your hearts be a prayer. You may think that your prayers make no difference, but I tell you, they are the difference between light and darkness. I am calling you to be living prayers of holy love. Then those who do not have peace in their hearts around you will be called to their conversion through your own lives and your witness to holy love. That's an interesting quote because oftentimes people think that they make their prayers demands of God of changes to change other people, and they expect instant prayers. Mothers seem to do a lot of this for their children. God, make them do this.
Yeah, they don't pray ready to accept God's divine will.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that His power is what will change the lives of their children.
Right.
That's right. That surrender thing He's been talking to us a lot about lately. Don, you look really anxious to say something.
No, I'm just reading.
No. Did you have something you wanted
just
to add?
Just because I was scratching my head. Thank you.
There was something that she said, this was in July 4th, actually, on 4th of July in 97. All that prevents sheer justice from God's hand is prayer and my mission of love around the world. That's a fascinating thing. I ask your perseverance in prayer. She's always congratulating us for continuing to pray, encouraging us to keep going. Dear children, through your prayers, lives can be changed, hearts can be converted, and I can bring good out of every situation. You must pray with love and humility so that I can use your prayers as my great weapons to change evil into good. I desire, my dear children, that the love that is in hearts here tonight be spread around the world through prayers and acts of reparation. It is important that you know that time is short. Earth is suspended by the thread of holy love. Dear children, never cease praying for my intentions. So she has encouraged us to keep praying and praying. The missionary servants will spread and strengthen the remnant through prayer. The way of holy love will be their bylaw. This way will lead them into New Jerusalem. She's really, she's been constantly encouraging us. There was one point in 98, this is November of 97, where she said, "I invite you to see that all things today are influenced by prayer. See then the importance of prayer in the present moment. I am coming to help you understand that in heaven, God's actions in the world, those actions would be His justice and His mercy, are not measured by time, every minute, every hour. Please understand that it is prayer and sacrifice versus sin and evil that brings about or mitigate every action of God in the world. Further understand, my dear, dear children, the great importance of the present moment, which is eternal and which can bring about great change in the world today through your prayers and your sacrifices. Once again, she linked sacrifices. In February of 98, she said, your prayers are my weapons. That again, she said. This apparently is a war. She needs a lot of weapons. Don, did you have a little more you wanted to say about that?
There was a message from Jesus back in April of this year, and he states, I am your Jesus born incarnate. Come into my divine love. Today I have come to help you understand the virtue of prayer. Just as the sunbeam shines down from heaven and invites the flower to open and bloom, so every inspiration to pray is an invitation, a call from my divine love to prayer. So often my invitations go unanswered, for Satan opposes prayer more than any other good. Look at the world around you. Everywhere that prayer has been discouraged, evil has taken over. In families, the adversary has been able to divide, for few families pray together. In schools where prayer was banned, now you have drugs and violence. In government bodies, instead of prayer, you have legalized abortion. Even here in this mission where prayer is a mainstay, you are feared by some and others look askance at you. We spoke of this last week. And the ones who come often and support prayer efforts should be commended for their perseverance and fortitude. For every prayer makes a difference in the world, and in that balance between good and evil, prayer that rises from a heart full of holy love is most worthy. This type of prayer unites, converts, and changes people and events, sanctifies, and makes whole. A life of prayer indeed itself is a mission and is a call from divine love. As we look back, as we discussed previously, the message of holy love that Blessed Mother has given to this ministry to propagate throughout the world in the present moment is the message of love.
That's right. Notice in that quote you gave from Jesus, he speaks of Satan opposing prayer, which certainly is a clue to us that it's an important thing to do. People perhaps don't realize it's not just the prayers by rote, and it's not necessarily even thought of God, but offering what you're doing in the present moment. Making a choice for holy love is a prayer.
Making that choice to love in thought, word, and deed in every present moment. It's a very simple message, but it's a very hard to do.
It certainly is. There are too many present moments in the day.
Yeah, how often do we become impatient, etc.? So I think the easiest thing to do when we become frustrated, it's not to take a pill, but it's just to take a step or half a step back and just say, how would Jesus handle this? Mm-hmm. Jesus, place your love in my heart and let me respond accordingly in holy love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There was another message about the rosary Blessed Mother gave in May of 98, where she said, I invite you to understand that the need I have for your rosaries. These rosaries, my dear children, are the weapon that will defeat Satan. I am calling you to prayer, and you must not give in to Satan's ploys and tactics that take you away from me and away from prayer. The evil one tries to distract you and discourage you and keep you from praying. When you surrender to this, your hearts are not open to my grace, and I cannot lead you. Therefore, my dear children, you must remember that with your rosaries, I will defeat Satan. So she's been telling us that. Jesus is telling us that. Keep praying. Defeat Satan.
So in other words, we've heard many times about the social justice that is so very important in our world, that we help our neighbor, and not just those that we love, but those that we do not love, as the Lord had talked about before. But to keep in mind that every effort, every thought, word, and deed must come from holy love, must come from love, because if the love isn't there, the sacrifice is basically, I'm not going to say worthless, but it's very inept.
Yeah, he just gave us messages about that in the last few days. Do you have that right in front of you? I think I have it right here. About many desire, Jesus, June 30th, many desire great holiness and say many prayers. They may even visit many shrines and holy places, but their motives rise from selfishness. They desire the granting of certain graces. They may even long to be recognized as holy. Since their prayers and pilgrimages do not arise from hearts full of love of God and love of neighbor, that would be holy love, they bear little merit. That's just what you were talking about, mm-hmm. right, Don? Do not let your hearts be crowded with many petitions. I know your needs. Often you ask for that which is not God's will for you. Rather, tell me you love me and long to be united to me. I will deliver to you the greatest issue of favor in this way. Trust in me because I love you. Again, he reiterated that type of message when he said on July 3rd, my brothers and sisters, come to understand in littleness that it does not matter how many prayers or sacrifices you give to me. As long as you are hanging on to your own will, these prayers and sacrifices are not so worthy. What makes them worthy is your yes, your surrender to me. Then every prayer and every sacrifice are united to the divine will of God. And then there was one more about that, where Jesus spoke on July 15th. The depth of each one's surrender in the present moment to love and trust in me determines the worthiness of every prayer, every sacrifice in the present moment. Perhaps your sacrifice is only one of patience in the face of adversity. Come to me in the silence of your heart, in trusting love, and I will help you. How worthy a choice. It's just... just an excellent. Do you have one more thing you wanted to add before we have...
I think we've got about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Here's a consecration of the present moment that may be helpful to people. Dear Heavenly Father, I surrender this present moment to your holy will. I choose through the hearts of Jesus and Mary to be purified. I surrender to every cross and grace you choose for me. I trust in your divine providence. I am, in this present moment, your servant of holy love. Amen.
Amen. And as Jesus has said, trust isn't the only thing, it's everything.
There we go. We invite you to stay with us and continue to pray. We're going to do the United Hearts Chaplet and the beautiful rosary. Thank you very much.